I've done a good day's work, he said. What does he say he has done? He says he has done a good day's work. It was only noon, and the bearded scientist's workday was already over. What time was it? It was only noon. Was the scientist's workday already over? Yes, the scientist's workday was already over. While it might sound like he was slacking off, the famous scientist did a huge amount of research and wrote 19 books in his career. How much research did the scientist do? The scientist did a huge amount of research. How many books did he write in his career? He wrote 19 books in his career. Charles Darwin worked hard, but he did not work long. Who worked hard? Charles Darwin worked hard. Did he work long? No, he did not work long. He started each day with breakfast and a walk. How did he start each day? He started each day with breakfast and a walk. At about 8 a.m., he'd work hard for a few hours, with a break in the middle to respond to a few letters. How long would he work hard? He'd work hard for a few hours. Did he take a break in the middle? Yes, he took a break in the middle. At noon, he'd have a leisurely midday walk, then enjoy a nice lunch and respond to a few more letters before taking a nap. Did he have a hurried midday walk? No, he did not have a hurried midday walk. He'd have a leisurely midday walk. Did he take a nap? Yes, he took a nap. After that came yet another walk and perhaps another hour of work before sitting down to dinner with his family. Did he take yet another walk? Yes, he took yet another walk. Who did he sit down to dinner with? He sat down to dinner with his family. All in all, he enjoyed a fairly relaxed schedule. What did he enjoy? He enjoyed a fairly relaxed schedule. He's not alone. Is he alone? No, he's not alone. Ernest Hemingway works 6 hours a day. How long did Ernest Hemingway work? Ernest Hemingway worked 6 hours a day. Stephen King says anything over 4 hours is strenuous. What does Stephen King say is strenuous? Stephen King says anything over 4 hours is strenuous. President Theodore Roosevelt enjoyed naps and hobbies in equal measure to his work. Who enjoyed naps and hobbies? President Theodore Roosevelt enjoyed naps and hobbies. In fact, a huge number of historical figures enjoyed days which might be considered as lazy in our productivity-obsessed society. Is our society productivity-obsessed? Yes, our society is productivity-obsessed. But here's the kicker. These high achievers weren't successful despite all their time off. Were these high achievers successful despite all their time off? No, these high achievers weren't successful despite all their time off. They were successful because of all their time off. Why were they successful? They were successful because of all their time off. Their shortened workday made them more focused and productive. What made them more focused and productive? Their shortened workday made them more focused and productive. Research suggests that people who work in creative positions are only able to be fully productive for about 6 hours a day. How long are people in creative positions able to be fully productive? People in creative positions are only able to be fully productive for about 6 hours a day. And people can actually be more productive when they work less. Can people actually be more productive when they work less? Yes, people can actually be more productive when they work less. The first step to doing more in less time is to get your focus dialed in. What is the first step to doing more in less time? The first step to doing more in less time is to get your focus dialed in. Try to invest your attention entirely in the task at hand. Where should you invest your attention? You should invest your attention entirely in the task at hand. That means no multitasking. What does that mean? That means no multitasking. It's also important to take breaks. What is it important to take? It's important to take breaks. Productivity is increased when people take at least a 15-minute break every couple of hours. What is increased when people take a break? Productivity is increased when people take a break. Should people take a break every 15 minutes? No, people should not take a break every 15 minutes. People should take a 15-minute break every couple of hours. But the key is to take a break that actually allows the mind to rest. What is the key? The key is to take a break that actually allows the mind to rest. That means no scrolling through social media or reading the news. Does that mean you can scroll through social media? No, that means no scrolling through social media. Instead, be as deliberate with your downtime as you are with your work. How deliberate should you be with your downtime? Be as deliberate with your downtime as you are with your work. For example, Darwin loved taking walks in nature for his breaks. Who loved taking walks in nature for his breaks? Darwin loved taking walks in nature for his breaks. And don't shy away from naps. Should you shy away from naps? No, don't shy away from naps. One experiment showed that perception got progressively worse throughout the day unless the subject took naps. What got progressively worse throughout the day? Perception got progressively worse throughout the day. If Darwin had worked 40, 60, or even 80-hour weeks, we might never have benefited from his most inspired contributions. What might we never have benefited from if Darwin had worked longer weeks? We might never have benefited from his most inspired contributions if Darwin had worked longer weeks. Maybe it's high time that we all take it easy. What is it high time that we all do? It's high time that we all take it easy. We might just do our best work when we do less work.